Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
At first, I don't know, I didn't notice this about my boyfriend. Like, I didn't realize that he was that guy.
Uh-oh.
I don't know, maybe he's changed over the, like, or maybe he's just, like, always been this way. I don't know. But, like, little by little, I am realizing he's the kind of guy, and he takes everything he has access to.
Oh.
He's the kind of guy who would sneak into the movie theaters for free. On one of our first dates, actually, he brought an old popcorn bucket to pretend he was getting a refill, so we didn't have to buy it. At the end of the movie, when it's empty, he'll quickly fill it up again and bring it home.
Oh, more. I need.
Yeah. And so, and like, when we go out to eat, he will eat his food and bring everything home. And I mean everything. Like, if bread is offered, he asks for extra bread to take home. If we're at a Mexican restaurant and he gets more chips and salsa to go home, like...
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. And like, recently we went away for the weekend and he decided to like help himself to everything in the hotel room. And I mean, like, okay, yeah, I get taking, you know, a couple toiletries here and there, but like, he cleaned it out, the pen and paper sitting on the desk, everything in the bathroom, all the shampoo, toiletries, you know, and he'll take it to the next level by calling the front desk and say, you know, oh, we're out of like, you know, some like body lotion. We're out of this. Like, can you deliver more to the room, you know, just so he can take it home.
And so he'll take all that too.
Yeah. Like, he'll call up and make sure, oh, we've been here for two nights, but we need a refill on like all the toiletries. And it's like, he looks at the world like, oh, what can I get for free? I'm not calling him a thief. Like, he's not stealing. Like,
right.
He's not doing anything wrong. But, you know, he's definitely helping himself to anything that's remotely complimentary. And, like, he has fed himself, you know, a sample day at Costco.
I can't be, like, super mad at that.
No, I think who doesn't go to Costco for the samples?
I mean, yeah, fair. But the thing that bothered me the most was we were out to an expensive dinner. Like, we were having a nice date night. And, you know, he ordered a nice bottle of wine. We had a big meal. And then the waitress brought us the wrong tap at the end of the night. And instead of telling her, he looked at me and said, oh, score. Like, and he quickly just put cash down on the table and he told me to run. And I said, no, we have to get the, you know, she brought us the wrong tab. We got to get our correct tab. And he said, that's the tab she gave us. And then that's the tab we're paying. And I'm thinking, is this how life is going to be with him? Like, can this be changed? Or is he going through life to get everything for free? Has he really been shortchanged and think he's owed? Like, it's, I don't know. It's just kind of icky at this point.
Christy in Minneapolis. Christy, what do you want to say on Love Him or List Him?
I would say list. So here's the thing. With the toiletries and whatnot at the hotels and the baskets, that's one thing. But when a waitress brings you the wrong tab, and if you were to run off, the other people aren't going to pay for someone else's tab because it's more expensive in particular.
Yeah.
What will end up happening is the waitress will end up having to cover that most likely from their own wages, which is stealing in my opinion.
Yeah, so right.
That's not okay. I mean, you could always try to have a conversation and have him hear you out. But if he's doing this frequently, and I'm very hesitant to say that I think he would actually change his behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, feels like he's owed, and I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a weird vibe, especially because you're right. Because then think about it. He probably tipped on the shorter or the cheaper tab. So he robbed her of more money.
Of a tip, yeah.
Because he, that is a
That's
bad
gross.
News situation. Okay. Thank you, Christy, for calling in. Jacob in St. Paul, would you love or list this guy?
I'm kind of in between. I mean, because the thing is I see his side because I'm similar in that way. And I see it as more being like resourceful because, I mean, and there's a few things I think about when it comes to that. I mean, I don't know what his childhood looked like. I don't know what his parents were like when it came to that, you know. So he might have had like a modeled behavior that he just grew up with, and that's what he's always done. And so now dating somebody that kind of doesn't see it the same way, it's a challenge for the two of them. So, and I feel like there's a way to be able to find like a compromise when it comes to that. And like, my girlfriend and I are almost in the same kind of situation. I do find a lot of free things and a lot of really good deals. And not because I feel like I'm owed, but I'm just trying to be resourceful and, you know, and not spend, you know, all the money on everything. I can't say that I've snuck into a movie, you know, and I can't say that I've paid for somebody else's bill because it was less. You know, I think those are the things that they can work on trying to change, you know, but, you know, it just depends on how long they've been in the relationship too. I mean, if this is the first month, then, and she doesn't think that that's something that she can deal with, then, you know, she needs to move on and try to find somebody else. But if it's, she likes him for all the other qualities, then it's something they can try to work for, you know, work through.
Yeah. See, I like the frugal part of you, mm-hmm. but like, I don't get that from him. I feel like he is just literally trying to rob anybody to get in that rob. He's not doing anything wrong, but it just feels like, especially that taking the cheaper bill at the restaurant.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Not, and I agree with that. I mean, I think that's ridiculous. And I don't know what it's like in the, you know, in the serving industry. Like, the last person said, you know, that she might have to cover the rest of that bill. And that would, and that's not a perspective that I thought of. And so that would be really terrible in that situation for sure. And then maybe that's a lesson that he needs to learn too. If he has that, maybe he would have a whole different perspective on it. But you're kind of right. I mean, it sounds like he just feels like that's, if he's handed that bill, that's what he's going to pay because that was her mistake.
Exactly. Well, thank you for calling in, Jacob.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. Thanks for listening. What are the text messages saying, Dave?
I love this. This is a good point. Would he have paid the wrong tab if the amount was higher?
No.
I don't think so.
No, not even a chance.
Yeah, that's stupid. Somebody's saying taking the complimentary stuff is fine, but when you, you know, start to kind of cross that line and you're taking things that shouldn't be yours, they're not really being offered. You know, I don't know, a refill on a popcorn when you're on your way out, I don't really think is a big deal because you bought it. But when you're bringing in a popcorn container that you bought last time you were at the theater, I mean, that technically is stealing.
Now, well, now, technically, there are popcorn buckets you can bring. You can pay like $27 for.
Okay. I don't think that's his case.
Everybody's taken a complimentary bed from a hotel before. You know what I mean? It's not
Wait
a big
a second.
Deal. What?
Complimentary shower curtain?
Listen, how else am I going to get my home vanity done, okay? I get my best shopping done at hotels. I'm kidding.
You know, most of these texts are saying, and I don't think this is a super long relationship. I know it was their first getaway when he did the weird stuff in the hotel and took everything. A lot of people are just saying, list him. Doesn't sound like your values go together.
Okay. You know? So it sounds like, I mean, really the only love we got was from Jacob. Mm-hmm. And his was kind of like a in-between love, you know what I mean?
Right. A lot of people are just saying he seems a little selfish. He's not considering her feelings on any of this, you know, list, because sounds like she's going to be embarrassed her entire life.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, I think we have our answer. I think it's an overwhelming list this guy and his cheap ways.
Yeah. Sorry, run.
Had he not done the bill thing, I think we all could have forgiven him. But when he stole from that waitress in the restaurant.
And to be like, go, run, go.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's, you know, you're doing something wrong if you have to run.
I still have half my nachos left. Why am I running? Like this? Now I got to just run away from those because you're such a cheapskate. Okay.